The American Academy of Pediatrics this week says schools should reopen as soon as possible because the effects of keeping schools closed is worse for kids than the risks of COVID-19. An Idaho task force is drawing up recommendations, but each school district is left to chart its own course. Troy Oppie reports.
Reopening plans in Boise and West Ada districts, the state's largest, both increase hygiene practices, require physical distancing when possible, stagger times to limit interaction in common spaces like lunchrooms, and close schools to unscheduled visitors. The plans assume minimum to moderate community spread of COVID-19 during the school year, and plans get more restrictive if community spread intensifies. But will it work? Stephanie Myers is president of the Boise Education Association and a member of the state's reopening task force.
Some of the suggestions would be to remove non-essential furniture. So if you've got a couch, if you've got a beanbag chair, if you've got a reading nook set up, those kinds of things are suggestions to increase the floor space.
The task force is also looking at plans from larger states like Washington and California.
We're taking all of those into consideration and kind of matching up. Like if the Georgia plan is talking about vulnerable staff, what does the West Ada plan look like and how do they address it? What does the Boise plan look like?
In some places, though, there's little to no safety net if teachers and staff opt out of work because they're immunocompromised or if they get sick. Susan Busher is superintendent of Mackey School District, one of the smallest in the state.
But when you only have one teacher per grade, and you can't find a substitute, we can't find substitutes or bus drivers.
Busher says the district has job opportunities it's posted for months without applicants. A staffing squeeze also makes it harder to establish online learning if families don't feel comfortable or can't send their kids to school.
It's not realistic to ask those teachers to teach the kids here at school and to teach the kids who aren't at school.
That's just one of many issues with no clear solution and schools set to reopen in a little over 6 weeks. Myers of the reopening task force says teachers will do what they do best, be creative.
It is daunting because we want to be problem solvers. And at this point, everything is so fluid that it's nailing jello to a wall. You got to kind of figure it out as you go and be flexible.
The state's reopening task force meets tomorrow and may release its guidance then. Schools in Idaho plan to reopen in August. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.